You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of Experience Pros University, are inspiring you to get your business right. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We're here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. Angel, how are you?
Fabulous.
Fabulous. I like that. I have four words. Javier Colon, The Voice.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing, amazing show. From concept to production to post-production. Wow. That's all I got to say about that.
That's it?
That's it.
You're gonna just leave that out there hanging. Yeah. Tell for some of us who don't watch television.
What?
What is The Voice?
Well, and here's the funny thing. I don't watch a lot of television, but I got hooked on this voice. Blind auditions where the judges, four musical, established musical talent judges, had their backs turned so that literally it was about the voice. Didn't matter what the person looked like, how they presented. It was truly an audition of looking for the best voice in America. And I believe that from the very concept of not being able to see them, and then the judges buy in, and if more than one judge buys in, and then the contestant gets to pick their own judge, it twists, turns, drama, cool.
How long have you
amazing.
Been watching this?
From the beginning.
Which is what?
What is it, 10 weeks?
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's over now. Javier Colon.
And he won. And that's who you were voting for.
I really
did
thought
he Did you vote? Because
had.
It was a...
I did not vote. No, I didn't vote. I probably should have, but I didn't. But tell you what, I pegged Javier Colon as from my perspective, and it's all, you know, it's all subjective. But from my perspective...
Because it's all totally real.
I thought, you know... Now, why are you going to do that?
Well, you were laying it out there. It's all subjective. You know this. You're kind of putting your little disclaimer. So I thought I'd throw in mine.
It is real. But no, I really thought it was an amazing show. And all four of the last four candidates who made it to the final show yesterday, their lives are completely changed forever. They all had amazing, amazing voices. They will be singing everywhere forever.
All right, so tell me this, Eric. Mm. Are you like going around your apartment singing now? Like
no.
Singing in the shower and you're like vicariously?
I do that anyways.
Yeah?
I sing in the shower. Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Are you belting it out? Like, you know, just giving it your all?
Gotta dance. No. No, I'm not doing that. But I am a big fan and can't wait to see what happens in season two.
Oh, so this was the very first season.
First season, first time.
And you were hooked. Now you're having...
This, from all... And like I said, I don't watch a lot of TV. But from what I can tell, this model beats, hands down, something like American Idol. Now, I think American Idol has...
Now, wait a minute. Those people are funny.
And they're frenetic.
And the way some of those people look.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, my favorite is that pants on the ground.
Right,
we still
right.
sing that at my house.
But see? See? You should meet Javier Colon. He does a great job with his pants right where they belong. But it's so conceptually different from anything else that is out there. I think NBC absolutely cracked the home run and did a phenomenal job. I just think that The Voice is it's the new American Idol. Now, I'm not saying American Idol is going anywhere. I'm not saying anything disparaging about American Idol. But there's no competition to this new show called The Voice. Would you like to participate in the conversation today? Call us at 303-477-5600, 303-477-5600, or join us on Facebook, which we monitor live throughout the entire show. That's facebook.com/experiencepros. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Choosing the right mortgage professional is more important than ever. I'm Cheryl Braunschweiger, president of ALMC Mortgage. Why ALMC? It means all loans must close. I started this company 15 years ago because I wasn't happy with the mortgage industry. I felt mortgage brokers were quick to throw out impressive numbers and even quicker to move on to the next deal. Many of their clients came to me. I explained what the numbers meant, educated them on their options, and got them the best deal, and they've been clients for life. How many ads have you heard where a mortgage broker sounds like a fast-talking salesman? Do you want that? Or someone who's committed to your needs and getting you the best deal? It's this type of commitment to my clients that's given ALMC Mortgage a great rating on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. If you're ready to buy a new home, an investment property, or you need to refinance, go to my website, almcmortgage.com, and let's get started. ALMC Mortgage is more than you would expect and everything you deserve.
ALMC Mortgage, 10800 East Bethany Drive, Suite 300, Aurora, Colorado, 80014. LMB 10002043 NMLS number 26695 and NMLS number 380712. Check the licensing status of your mortgage loan originator at dora.state.co.us.
The last thing you want when you go to file your tax return is a big surprise due to a little accounting mistake, and they're easy to make. Hi, this is Amy Kozleski. I'm a certified public accountant, and my whole world revolves around making sure your whole world keeps revolving. I'll work with you to ensure your accounting is mistake-free, and I'll absolutely work hard to find every deduction possible for you. It's your money, and it's my job to keep it that way. Call now, and let's get started saving your money. 303-872-3251. That's 303-872-3251.
Times are tough. Sometimes you wonder whether you're going to make it, and it seems like planning your financial future is unthinkably far away. Stephen White can help. You'd be surprised at what a fresh set of eyes and a passion for finding solutions he can bring to your table. You don't have to be rich to provide a comfortable future for you and your family. Give Stephen White a call today, 303-714-5840, or contact him online at stephenlwhite.com.
Derek Handley here for Water to Wine, Denver's premier custom winery, has wines at a fraction of the cost of any wine store in town. Take Stag's Leap Merlot, in stores for about $35 a bottle. At Water to Wine, enjoy Stag's Leap for about $22. Or create your own wine with custom labels and save up to 30% more. Try it before you buy it at Water to Wine. All of our low sulfite wines are open for tasting. Located at University and County Line Road or on the web at watertowine.com.
Water to Wine at the intersection of University and County Line Boulevard and Centennial is open to serve you every Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 7 and on Saturdays from 11 to 6.
It started with a movement, a belief in the ingenuity of people, hardworking people, innovative people, entrepreneurial people, people with passion, people who not only cultivate ideas but make them flourish. ICOSA was created to tell their astounding stories, to spread their words, their work, and their wonder. To connect and facilitate dynamic cooperation, not just between people, but between great businesses, accomplished communities, remarkable government, and extraordinary academia. It is not just about incredible thoughts, but incredible action. It is about addressing issues together, to foster growth and create change, to highlight collaborators in action. ICOSA is not just about you, it is about us. It is about facing challenges together and solving them. It is about strength in numbers. It is about a passion for tomorrow. Together, if we connect and if we collaborate, we can change the world.
The Savage Nation with Michael Savage. Tonight at 9 on KLZ 560, The Source.
The experienced pros want to help you get your business right. Have you joined the revolution? Visit meetup.com/therevolution and become a business revolutionary. And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experienced Pros Radio Show.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun.
Welcome back to the Experienced Pros Radio Show. You know, I love this segment because it's time for business tips and insights. And one of the most insightful companies that are out there and growing like crazy is Social Media Energy. And so we turn our attention to Lauren from Social Media Energy for our tip today. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Fabulous to have you. So what's going on over there at Social Media Energy today?
Oh, you know, just a pretty typical day, a little bit crazy, a little hectic. Everyone's on their toes, but working hard.
All right.
Having a very productive and powerful morning.
Well, this is good. Productive and powerful. Two words that we like here, Angel.
Absolutely. All right. So what is our social media tip for the week, Lauren?
All right. The tip today, and a lot of people might roll their eyes at this, but something that's a lot of times overlooked but also simple and fun to use and great way for business to promote their business is through Foursquare. And a lot of people haven't jumped on that bandwagon yet because they don't really understand it. But Foursquare, if people don't know what it is a mobile social media application that allows about 10 million users to check into businesses and locations. And you can frequent those places and earn badges and points for their usage.
Now, Lauren, why would people roll their eyes at that? What's kind of the pushback for that?
A lot of people that we know when we like approach our clients and we like to tell our clients at Social Media Energy that every business as part of their social media strategy should sign up for Foursquare. And the reason being is Foursquare is a great way to attract new users to your business because you can set up different specials. So one of the ones that we just used for one of our clients is we created a newbie special, and that's for new people who come into this business. It's actually a restaurant, and when people go to this restaurant and check in on Foursquare, they get a newbie special. So that is a free drink.
And that's fabulous. And I know that, I think that when it comes to restaurants, and if you've got, especially with restaurants, because you can see the crowd, you can drive in new business, people can come and socialize with you. Is it only for brick and mortar locations? What if you don't really have a storefront?
You could also use it for different things just because a lot of people, it is... as you said, used mostly for brick and mortar places because they have, the most options to create specials. But also, a lot of people who aren't familiar with Foursquare, a good tip is when you check into a place, if you check in frequently, you can become the mayor of that establishment.
And that is so exciting for people to become the mayor.
What does that mean, become the mayor?
It just means that you frequent that place the most. For example, my boss, you guys know him, Luke Wyckoff.
Sure.
He lives very close to the Pepsi Center, and he every morning will go out onto his balcony, which is located in an apartment building close to the Pepsi Center, and check into the Pepsi Center. And
so he is. Is he the mayor? Is he the mayor?
Yes, and he has been the mayor about, I think, 4 or 5 times, but someone keeps stealing it away from him because they go in more.
And yeah, I think, and that there, it becomes interactive, it becomes fun. It's kind of that loose competition, you want to be the winner, you want to be the mayor. And so you've got your customers vying to be the mayor of your establishment.
Can I? Here's a question,
exactly.
And this is comes out of ignorance, Lauren. Can I check in here from the studio at the Pepsi Center? Can I say? Can I just check in every day?
That would be wrong.
And well, I know it'd be wrong, but can I?
Oh, I don't know.
No, you actually can't. It kind of how it works is it has like a little
GPS,
almost like a mini GPS UPS. So I could like be walking down a street, log into Foursquare, and all the locations, like little restaurants or shops around, if they are registered on Foursquare, will pop up, and I can check into them.
All right. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, Lauren, thank you. Tell us how our listeners can get a hold of Social Media Energy, because you guys know more about social media in your little pinky than most people ever will.
Check us out at www.socialmediaenergy.com.
Socialmediaenergy.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and do you have a phone number we can call?
Yes, we do. And that is also located on our Facebook page and our website.
You bet.
All right. And Lauren, if you don't mind, would you put the little link about how to sign up for Foursquare on our Experience Pros Facebook page?
Will do.
Fabulous, fabulous. Lauren, thank you for your social media tip. Check them out at socialmediaenergy.com. And our next business tip comes from Ron Skinner, Cartridge World of Englewood. Ron, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Angel. How are you today?
I am fabulous, Mr. Skinner. How are you?
I know you're fabulous.
Hi, Ron.
We all know you're fabulous.
I work at it.
How are you today, sir?
Brother, I'm doing better. I'm doing better. It's going to get a whole lot better by the end of the day, I'm telling you.
And why would that be?
Well, because I get to hang out with you later this afternoon.
That's true.
Yes.
Very, very true.
So tell me. What's
I'm looking forward to that, by the way.
Indeed. What's going on over at Cartridge World? What's our tip for the day?
Well, your tip for the day is lots of folks are, out buying new printers, particularly laser printers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have noticed here in the last year or so that folks are calling in and complaining that they bought a new printer and they're not getting the yield that they got out of their old printers. So my tip of the day is when you buy a new printer, regardless if it's a laser printer or an ink printer, make sure that you check out the yield, the average yield of that cartridge that that goes to that printer.
Now, can you tell us what a healthy yield should be?
Someplace between, I would say, on a laser printer, oh, let's say 18 to 2200, somewhere around there.
18 to 2200 per cartridge, and that's on a 5%.
And that's based on 5% coverage, yes.
Right.
Well, and you know, Ron, we don't necessarily track how many copies we make, and but we can tell when we use a cartridge from your store that it seems to last longer. When we made the switch a few years ago, it felt like every time I was turning around, I was having to replace my cartridges. It was just like they were just totally, I don't even know what the right word is, but it was going through them like candy. And we were having to change them all the time. In fact, when we switched over, we got so much more yield out of the cartridges we got from you that you had to send us an "I miss you" postcard because we weren't
right,
needing to come see you as often.
Absolutely,
I did. But you know, lots of folks, you know, that use that do print quite a lot. They have a pretty good idea of how long their cartridges last.
You bet.
And when they buy new ones, they're finding out that the newer cartridges, the newer printers, do not give you the yield your older printers did.
Mm-hmm.
They're smaller. Mm. You get less print. So I guess my tip of the day is when you're buying a printer, it's not necessarily the cost of the printer. It's the overall cost of print.
Absolutely.
And finding out that some of these cartridges cannot be rebuilt, and it's kind of, you know, it's not real good for them if you're currently using remanufactured cartridges.
You bet. You bet.
So I guess my tip is, make sure that when you're buying a printer, regardless if it's laser or if it's ink, to check the yield, make sure that you can, you know, if you're using remanufactured cartridges, that it can be remanufactured. And what more can I say?
You know, that's perfect. Tell us where we can find you.
We're at 123A West Hampton Avenue. That's a block and a half west of Broadway. On Hampton, the north side of Hampton. And our telephone number, of course, is 303-781-4383.
It's Cartridge World of Englewood, and it really does make a difference. Ron, thanks for calling in with our business tip this week.
And it's always a pleasure speaking with the two of you.
Thank you, Ron. Stay tuned on the Experience Pros Radio Show. When we return, it's tips for customer service. That's always important.
The Experience Pros are here to help you get your business right. To learn more, visit experiencepros.com.
The proverbial bathing suit season is just around the corner. Are you ready? Let me help you lose the weight you've been hiding under your winter clothes. Hi, this is Dawn Johnson. I lost 70 pounds with the help of Diet Center. That was 10 years ago, and I've kept it off. Losing weight changed my life in such a wonderful way that I decided to open a Diet Center of my own right here in Denver. There's no exercise required. Diet Center has 40 years of proven success. With our nutritionally balanced weight loss programs, prepackaged foods are not required. You buy your own food at the grocery store. Don't commit to another program until you have all the facts. Call me today for your free no-pressure consultation at 303-770-DIET. Make this the year you embrace bathing suit season. Diet Center changed my life. Now let me help you change your life. What are you waiting for? Mention this ad and receive 1 week free. Call now, 303-770-DIET. That's 303-770-3438. Diet Center, the weight loss professionals.
Hi, this is Angel, and for 12 years, my house was dull and blended into the neighborhood. The paint color was so faded, there was nothing distinguishing about it. Now, my house rises up to greet me. It's so cheerful, and I owe it all to Five Star Painting. They were patient with me as I worked to find a color that both my HOA and I would approve, and they were quick, efficient, and personable. I can't say enough about the quality of work that Five Star Painting provided to me and my family. I love my house again. Call Five Star Painting, 303-482-2889. Five Star quality without the five-star price.
You've made it through one of the most difficult economic environments in our lifetime, and now it's time to grow. For some businesses, that growth means more office space, a larger warehouse, more vehicles. And Belco Credit Union is here to help. You see, Belco, long known as a great way to finance your personal purchases, is just as smart a decision for your business loans. Count on low fees, great rates, and 84 years of business lending experience from the Belco Business Services team. Check out the full line of Belco Business Loans at belcobusiness.org.
Clarity all begins with you, the leader. As a leader, the process of bringing vision, energy, and spirit into an organization begins with you. Without your own vision being deeply connected to the work you do, it's almost impossible to awaken the passion and productivity of the people you work with. Lights On Leadership requires clarity, and the Get Clarity Breakfast Workshop can change the way you inspire those around you forever. Since 1994, Clarity International has helped many people just like you to inspire the absolute best from their organizations. Join us at the Get Clarity Breakfast Workshop and energize your leadership. Sign up today at GetClarity.com. That's GetClarity.com. Or call 303-333-4757.
Small business is the backbone of America. And yet, collectively, 92% of all businesses have a less than stellar report card. The Growth Curve Institute will help you improve your report card and turn your natural velocity into performance acceleration. Check out Growth Curve Institute's upcoming skill shop that give you real-world tools that address and solve real-world challenges. Sign up for the next skill shop at SustainableGrowthLeague.com. That's SustainableGrowthLeague.com.
Ken Clark, Jason Worley, Grassroots Radio Colorado, this afternoon at 5 on KLZ 560, The Source.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service on Facebook.com/Experience Pros. Now, back to Angel and Eric, The Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Before we actually get into our next segment, I want to remind people that the Jet Car Nationals, Big O Tires, Jet Car Nationals and Family Festival is happening at Bandimere Speedway this weekend, and I have lots of tickets. Would you like to go see these jet cars? I'll tell you what, Angel, we've seen these a couple of times over the years.
They are cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? They light up, and you can, it shakes everything, and you can feel the heat everywhere, and so on. Each one of these is a $20 value ticket, and I've got lots. If you'd like to get some of those tickets, call our producer 303-477-5600. 303-477-5600. And Eric and Angel would love to send you to the Big O Tires Jet Car Nationals and Family Festival. That's Saturday, July 2nd. So, Angel, customer service.
Absolutely.
It's kind of important, wouldn't you think?
A little bit. You know, we like to often say, if you don't have customers, you have an expensive hobby. And it's one of those secrets to business. You know, where should we be spending our money? Where should we be spending our time? Where should we be investing our resources? Customer service. It doesn't matter how many people you have coming in the door. If they aren't going to return, you're wasting a lot of time.
That's exactly right.
Our next guest is Dr. Goldsmith, Dr. Barton Goldsmith, and he is here to give us the 10 top ways to treat your customers. Dr. Goldsmith, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Very nice to have you, Doctor. So let's just start with customer service, and if I could just give you a question off the top of the bat, what does customer service mean to you? Because I know that in many cases, it has different meanings to different people. We say it's not a department, it's not a place to return things, it's a culture that trickles down, but I'm interested in your take.
Customer service is the first and last impression that your client's going to get.
Mm, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Dr. Goldsmith, you actually have your top 10 tips for providing great customer service. And I don't know if we'll have time to get through all 10 of them, but what would be your top tip?
Number one, maintain your credibility.
Mm.
If people don't believe in you, no tips, techniques, tricks, or tactics are going to make you persuasive.
Absolutely.
You know, store up your credibility for when you need it. You have like a credibility bank account. You know, be known as someone who cares for other people, you know, who makes reasonable requests, who helps customers out when and ever they can. I back in the day, you know, remember cassette tapes?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Even DVDs or CDs, when someone would buy one of my products and if there was a bad tape or a bad disc or something like that, not only would I return the bad disc, but I would send them two others of their choice.
Mm.
Because they had to go to the trouble of returning a bad disc or tape to me.
Sure.
So I'm gonna make it worth their while, and that really kept a lot of people coming back.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that makes sense. How about tip number two?
Picture your communication goal. You've got to see the encounter with the customer in your mind's eye. Be a listener. Be a therapist.
Mm.
Listen. Mm-hmm. What well, therapists easy. Say is listen with the third ear. Listen with your heart. What's this person really talking about? Generally, people who come to customer service are not in a great mood. And it makes it difficult sometimes to really listen to them because in your head you're going, oh, my God, somebody is going off on me again.
Right. You kind of posture yourself to be in defense mode and a little bit fight mode.
Yeah, and I think you have to let that go and be more of the therapist, be more of, okay, how can I help you? How can we together solve this problem?
All right. Well, Dr. G, that's easy for you to say, because you are a winning psychotherapist. You are a syndicated columnist. You are a radio show host. And I'm actually reading your biography. You were named by Cosmo Magazine as one of America's top therapists. So for those of us who don't have this natural bent, what kind of advice can you give to us for how to treat customers?
Two words: be nice.
Mm. You know, it's so simple as to be profound, isn't it?
It's bizarre how people can't do it.
Right. You know, we've started coining a phrase on the show. You've heard the phrase KISS, keep it simple.
Right.
We say that kindness is so simple.
I agree.
Goes along with your be nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So then do we have a point number three?
Of course we have point number three.
Love that.
You know, speak with conviction. Use your heart as much as your voice. If you don't believe in what you're saying, don't expect anyone else to believe you,
mm-hmm.
right? Your customers won't get any more excited about your product or getting their resolution than you are.
Right.
There's a great story. I don't really know where it came from. It's not mine, but apparently a person was in a baggage handling at the airport at 1 o'clock in the morning looking for a lost bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he and the baggage attendant. And he's giving the baggage attendant a hard time. Pardon me. And the baggage attendant looks up and says, "Sir, it's 1 a.m. There are only two people here who care about your luggage. Do you want to make it just one?"
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or, you know, there are two people here who care about your luggage, and I am one of them. Come on. I mean, the customer service person, you have to work with the problem.
Which leads us into point number four.
Which is, talk about them, not you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people want to know what's in it for them. What, WIIFM is the most listened to radio station in the world?
Right.
What's in it for me, right? You know, don't expect to talk them into or out of anything. Ask them what it is they need. Let them ask clarifying questions
before
you come up with a solution.
I love that. And Doctor, perhaps we can just kind of round out our time with you today with point number five.
Put yourself in their shoes. Start thinking more about the concerns and less about, you know, it's late, I want to get home for dinner. You know, you will immediately increase your empathy, and people feel that. You got to understand, when someone's upset about something, it is an emotional thing. Okay? And whereas, yes, I am a trained therapist, but I think most people have a little bit of natural empathy in them, especially if you're in the customer service field.
Let's hope so.
Wrong field to go into.
Right.
You know, and feel what is going on. They're going to, if you really care about their problem, they're going to feel it. And
then
what's going to happen is the ire that they started with, the anger that they started with, is going to reduce, and you're going to be able to help them more. And can I say one more thing?
Please.
Why is it that customer service professionals are among the lowest paid employees in the company.
Yeah. We see it all the time. You're right. The lowest paid is the one that has the biggest impact on your bottom line, on that customer.
Every person that comes into your business is going to talk to 250 other people about it.
I've heard that.
Right?
Now, Dr. Goldsmith, I want to give your website really quick. It's bartongoldsmith.com. And you've got a book. Can you tell me really quickly your most recent book?
Most recent book, 100 Ways to Boost Your Self-Confidence. Believe in yourself and others will too.
Love that. Love that. If you are connected to Facebook, we would love it if you would drop by facebook.com/experiencepros, put a link to your page, and I will compile the rest of your top 10 points and put it out there as well for them.
I am on Facebook, and please link to me as well.
Tremendous. Thank you very much, Dr. Goldsmith. We appreciate you.
Been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Stay tuned on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Coming up, we're about to meet the queen of customer loyalty. You're listening to the Experience Pros.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
All leads groups are not created equal. When a sense of community and solid connection are important to you and your business is on the line, the Colorado Association of Sales Helpers, or CASH Group, is the place for you. The CASH Group provides an excellent way to grow your business through word-of-mouth referrals. Tom Harper of the Food Guy Catering says, "I've been networking for over 25 years, and the CASH Group is the most professional, effective, and fun group of people I've ever had the pleasure of working with." Al Pridemore of Pride Auto Care says he wouldn't trade this group of people for anything. The CASH Group. More than just a leads group, it's a family business. Based in Centennial, visit the CASH Group online at cashgroup.com.
The home repair and remodeling industry is thriving with over 95 million homes that are 20 years or older. Hi, this is Andy Bell, founder of the award-winning, nationally recognized Handyman Matters franchise. Right now, we are offering new franchise opportunities to executive-minded people just like you. For a low front-end investment, you can establish your own territory and quickly build a thriving business with Handyman Matters. To explore this opportunity, please download our free report and contact me, Andy Bell, at handymanmattersfranchising.com. That's handymanmattersfranchising.com.
2011 is the year of the do, and Icosa Magazine would like to challenge you to do something spectacular today. Hi, this is Eric, and Angel and I couldn't agree more. Talking about creating a revolution isn't nearly as amazing as starting one. Our friends at Icosa are making a difference in the world, by stepping up to the plate and being the change in their community. Won't you join us? Making a difference in your world today might just take a second or two, but you just might touch someone for a lifetime. Connect and collaborate with Icosa. Be a doer today.
When you need a product or service, who do you trust to get the job done right? Where do you look for those companies that are absolutely guaranteed to put your needs first? Is there a place where customer service reigns supreme? You bet there is. The Extreme Customer Service Directory is now online, and every company on this list has met with our rigid standards of customer-forward business practices and the highest quality service and products. When you need someone that you can absolutely trust, turn to the Extreme Customer Service Directory at experiencepros.com/directory. We guarantee it.
Imagine having a business partner watch over your computer systems day and night, actively responding to changing needs in your environment, helping make sure things run fast and smooth, protecting your valuable information. With Availability, our managed services platform, C-Squared Computer Consulting can provide 24/7 monitoring, manage updates, and optimize your systems. Let C-Squared be your business partner. Call us at 303-933-1113. Mention Experience Pros, and we'll waive the setup fee.
Hi, this is Angel, and together with our good friend Derek Hanley of Water to Wine, I'd like to invite you to join us every month on the third Wednesday for Wine Down Wednesday. Live music, wine tasting, and light appetizers make Wine Down Wednesday a fabulous way to celebrate the midweek for only $15 per person. Join us every third Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Water to Wine on the northeast corner of University and County Line Road in Centennial.
Laura Ingram, mornings at 7 with Bill O'Reilly's Talking Points Memo at 7:30. Only on KLZ 560, The Source.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, where small business is big business and your business is our business. Follow them on twitter.com/experiencepros. Now, back to Angel and Eric, The Experience Pros.
Well, Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. I don't know about the Dancing Queen, but I know a lot about the Loyalty Queen, and we're going to talk to her in just a moment. You know, it's been said, it doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter what you do, how you make people feel is the thing that they're going to remember. And we have said for years, Angel, that, you know, customer satisfaction has a net value of zero.
Well, and I think that's one of the true myths in business is that customer satisfaction equals loyal customers. Mm-mm. Diane Durkin, president of the Loyalty Factor, she calls herself the queen of loyalty, and she specializes in training companies to enhance employee, customer, and brand loyalty for actually some of the nation's most prominent corporations as well as many smaller businesses. Diane, queen of loyalty, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you so much.
Your Highness, it is very nice to have you with us.
do you get that a lot?
No, I do because I'm also, believe it or not, Miss Senior New Hampshire.
You actually have a tiara, don't you?
So I do have a tiara, and I am queen, and that's how we decided to do this Queen of Loyalty.
You got to love that.
Talk about branding. What an excellent idea. Well, Miss Diane, I'm just so excited that I'm speaking to actual royalty, so
right.
Who owns a tiara. Let's talk about loyalty, the name of your company, The Loyalty Factor. Very intriguing. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you provide services.
Sure. We are a very boutique, specialized consulting and training company, and we specialize, the whole belief is that employee loyalty drives your customer loyalty, which drives your brand recognition. And we have two divisions. We have a consulting division, and then we have a training division. On the consulting side, we deal with anything that has to do with major change. A merger, an acquisition, a new manager coming into the organization needs to make some changes, a company that's getting ready for sale, or a company that just needs to grow and, you know, sort of change their culture, change the things that they're doing. So that's the whole change initiative. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a whole training division where we really deal with customer relationships training in our leadership leadership development program, which is very, very well known.
Well, now Dan, in a lot of times in business today, we hear that loyalty, people saying, you know, loyalty is overrated, or even to the point where it says loyalty is dead. That makes us kind of cringe a little bit. How about you?
It makes me cringe as well. I don't think it's dead. I think it's been hiding.
Mm-hmm.
And I think recent history helps us to understand that we really need to spend a lot of time with our employees and our customers. And more things that you read, whether it be the Harvard Business Review, Fortune, Forbes, it's all about making sure you're managing your employees and your customer loyalty, because that's what's going to give you the bottom line results.
Well, and we know that, I think, in our heads or logically, that's sort of the buzzword, and that makes sense. But you can see that most companies, everything is all about new customers. We're out there doing new, you know, first customers only. New customers get the bonuses.
Right.
Their salespeople only get paid. In fact, Eric and I once did a training on customer loyalty, and turns out the sales staff only received a bonus for brand new customers, not for
renewals
and referrals. And so if it's so important, how is it that businesses are missing the mark on this?
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, Angel, because what happens is, and what most companies don't realize, is that it costs them about 10 times more to get a new customer than it does to go after existing customers. The other thing they're not doing, and I preach this all the time, is they're not promoting with their existing customers. They're advocates, what I call their advocates. These are customers that buy a lot, they love them, they talk about them, and yet they're not rewarding them.
Mm.
And that's where the reward systems need to go, is in what I call those advocates. Now, there's also other kinds of customers that love your product but don't necessarily talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
They're influencers, and you need to look at the influencers as well. What are you going to do for them? How are you going to incentivize them to talk about you more and tell more people about you? That's where companies need to spend their time, because it costs so much more to go after new customers. Yes, you always have to have new customers coming in case you lose some of your old ones, but you've got to continue to use your existing customers as your base.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our guest is Diane Durkin. She's the president and founder of The Loyalty Factor. And now, Diane, Angel and I have many times spoken on the topic of your employees are your first line of customer. If you think about the organization that is the business, you offer training programs that both build employee loyalty and customer loyalty. Can you expound a little bit on those?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. The top people are the ones that are your employees who are talking to your customers. And you got to remember that customers don't buy from companies. They buy from people. And so what we do is we train people on how to build that relationship, you know, in 10 seconds or less, how to build that rapport, how to build that credibility, and how to build that connection with people so that you can get them committed. To you, to your company, to your organization. It's all about helping them feel safe, comfortable, and understood. And that's what our training programs are all about.
I love it. I love it. And you know, the fact that you talk about advocates and influencers, you are training the whole company on how to treat those different customers. And I know you've seen a few successes. Can you tell us a success story?
We've got a lot of success stories, but we had one call center organization that we worked with, and that's obviously call centers are really key to organizations.
There goes one.
And what ended up happening is they moved their customer satisfaction levels from 76% to 92%.
Wow.
After we did a training program with them.
And how long did it take from the 76 to the 92% increase?
Well, they measure it on a year-to-year basis.
Okay.
So when they first measured it, it was like 76%. Then they hired us. Now, our training program takes about 4 to 5 months, and it took us so within 6 months, they saw the 92%.
I love it. I love it. All right. So it's Diane Durkin. She's the queen of loyalty, president and founder of the Loyalty Factor. Diane, if you had just one message for our clients or our listeners today, what would that be?
Make sure you build your employee and customer loyalty and start with your employees. Start with good leadership and then teach your people on how to build relationships. Because remembering, companies don't buy from companies, they buy from people.
Yes.
I love it.
And
I love it.
The Fortune, you know, if you look at the Fortune 100 best companies to work for, this is what they've done. They've adopted this principle of really working with their people, helping to develop their people, and making sure they have really good managers to work the relationships with their internal people as well as their external people.
Diane, how can our listeners get more information from you and perhaps pick up a latest copy of your most recent book?
Sure. The books are on Amazon. There's two of them. One's called The Loyalty Factor, and the other one is called The Power of Magnetic Leadership.
Love that.
And our website is www.loyaltyfactor.com.
That's loyaltyfactor.com.
LOYALTY, F like Frank, ACTOR.
Now, Diane, if you put those links on our Facebook page, and our we've kind of got an interactive group. They go there to look for those links, and we would love it if you posted on the Experience Pros Facebook page.
Okay, we will do that.
Terrific. Fabulous. The queen of loyalty, Diane Durkin. Thank you very much, Diane. We appreciate you.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
All righty. And we want to encourage our listeners. I've got more tickets to the Big O Tires Jet Car Nationals and Family Festival this Saturday, July 2nd. It's an all-day pass worth $20 each. And if you'd like to call in, 303-477-5600, I'm going to give away a four-pack. That's a whole family for you. Right now, stay tuned on the Experience Pros radio show, because when we return, we're going to be talking about investing in yourself.
The Experience Pros are here to help you get your business right. To learn more, visit experiencepros.com.
Have you ever bought a remanufactured printer cartridge and it didn't work or perform to your expectations? You had to go back to buy a new and expensive original cartridge for your printer? We have a solution. Hi, this is Angel from Experience Pros, and we suggest you try calling Cartridge World of Englewood. They use the highest quality parts and toner available for their remanufactured cartridges. You will get great savings, unprecedented customer service, and free pickup and delivery with most business purchases.
Call Cartridge World of Englewood at 303-781-4383. That's 303-781-4383.
It's Friday night, the bank closed 5 minutes ago, and you just realized that you need your passport to catch your 6 a.m. flight. That's not a problem with Colorado Vault and Safe Deposit Box in Centennial. Unlike your bank, Colorado Vault and Safe Deposit Box specializes in custom boxes, starting at just $8 a month for 24/7 access, so you will never have to be without your valuable documents. Located on County Line Road in Holly, call 720-879-7134 or visit cvsafebox.com. That's cvsafebox.com. Colorado Vault and Safe Deposit Box.
At Cyber Terry of Littleton, we specialize in doing the tasks that drain you of all your creative energy. You know, like handling accounts receivable. With our team of trained assistants, we can seamlessly and efficiently step in and bill your clients while you do what you love doing, build your business. We know all the software and get the job done right the first time. Cyber Terry of Littleton. Contact us at 720-350-4065 or online at littleton.cyberterry.com. You do what you do best, and let Cyber Terry do the rest.
You want your family photo, sports memorabilia, or art framed? I'm Brian Hart, owner of Framed Art. At Framed Art, we truly care about what you're bringing in. Whether you're framing a picture of your children or a large order for your company, we are set up to handle anything. As a two-time Channel 7 A-List award winner, you can trust us with your framing needs. Call me, Brian Hart, right now, 303-722-1525. That's 303-722-1525, and let me know what you need framed.
Will social media energy really change the way you do business? Ask your customers. How many of them will rely on their friends for advice on great products and services? Social media energy is your choice for understanding how to use social media for your competitive advantage. We are Social Media Energy, and our team is ready to meet with you to craft your place within the social media sphere. Contact us today and start this decade with tomorrow's social media plan. You can reach us at 303-638-0050 or online at socialmediaenergy.com.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic, and a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions, and we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Dave Ramsey at noon. America's Radio News at 3 on KLZ 560, The Source.
The experienced pros want to help you get your business right. Have you joined the revolution? Visit meetup.com/therevolution and become a business revolutionary. And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experienced Pros Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. You know, if you hear this intro music, you're thinking, well, we're going to talk about investing. We're going to talk about money. But today we're going to talk about investing in yourself.
Well, and we do have a Wall Street veteran stockbroker with us. He's now managing partner, Steve Barclay. He delivers workshops, and he speaks to Fortune 500 companies.
Scott Barclay.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said Steve. You were thinking of somebody else. Scott, welcome to the radio show. We're very happy to have you.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks very much.
I apologize if I said the wrong name, Scott. I'm so happy you're here. You're the author of the book, How the Investment Business Really Works, and we're glad to have you on the show today.
Thanks.
All right, so you get invited to speak to Fortune 500 companies, and so what's your stick there, Scott?
Well, that's true. I speak and do workshops to non-financial professionals at many Fortune 500 and smaller companies too, to educate them mostly in the area of money, finance, and markets, stock, bond, and commodity, etc. And when I do, it never ceases to amaze me how little people know about the one of the number one things that affects their life, the markets. And while it's true that an engineer at a company, for example, just needs to really focus on his or her job, it's also true that he or she should know something about the market, since it dictates a lot and ultimately affects virtually every job at XYZ company.
Sure.
So I think a moderate amount of knowledge in this area empowers people. and allows them to function more effectively. And that's what I do over a 60-minute period.
Well, and I think that's the piece that impresses me, is that it's a 60-minute period. If these aren't people in the industry, you're really talking to the layman out there that don't live in this world. How is it that you're able to communicate so much in such a short period of time?
Well, you know, for the longest period of time, I also attended some of these kinds of webinars. Of course, I went to college. And I remember vividly avoiding those 80-minute classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays like the plague. And since, I've seen studies showing that the attention span maxes out for most people to 45 or 50 minutes. So I customize these workshops and talks to be about an hour at most. And quite frankly, I'm not delving down and we're not, you know, analyzing stock charts or looking at calculating PE ratios or anything like that. It's just basic information that probably along the line, a lot of these people and the employees wanted to ask, but were just too darn afraid to, for fear of looking silly.
Absolutely.
Well, Scott, let's talk about how you take this message of truly, you know, monetary investing and leverage that into helping managers use the market to motivate their employees.
Well, you know, motivating employees is never easy, that's for sure. But people seem to pay more attention when they learn that the discussion is really about their own bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I go into companies, now not every company is public, but regardless, when stock prices are low or their company stock, or in fact if it's just their 401k, well, that's the basic emotion of greed taking place there, or fear, I guess. And that's an opportunity for that manager or leader to get those people to maybe work a little bit harder, save a little bit more at what is hopefully a lower price. And that's what I try to convey in some of the workshops that when the manager's asking about motivating the employees.
Now, are these workshops that you offer, are they relevant for smaller companies as well? Is the message the same?
Eric, it's almost exactly the same. Bottom line is that while a lot of these companies are smaller, they have the same kind of concerns. They're not public, but the economy and the market certainly affects their company in the marketplace, and the employees likely have 401ks or a retirement plan or something like that. And therefore, their own bottom line, as I mentioned earlier, their mood, their psyche, and how hard they work is always affected, just the same as if you're at a Fortune 500 company.
Well, and I think that this is a valuable workshop that you bring to companies, because we do have the employees, even though we're not maybe invested in the stock market, we don't participate in a big way, we do have money going into our 401ks. We do have a piece to play in that, but we don't really have anybody to ask those questions to. Now, do these workshops, do they help the companies gain back any of that productive time from their employees?
Right. Now, and let me clarify too as well. A lot of plans will always have somebody in human resources to lean upon if you have questions. But you know, in the end, I'm sorry, I forgot your question.
Well, can companies give back or gain back productive time from their employees?
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh, yes. I saw a study not too long ago. The number one time waster at work, to no one's surprise, is socialization, which has been made worse by the internet and social media. But number two is personal finance.
I was thinking, I'd read something that we spend a lot of time worrying about paying bills, you know, but doing our budget.
Oh yeah, and it's not even just that. I mean, it's not just that and filling out forms, but in this study that I saw, people are trading stocks, calling the stockbroker, talking to some guy down the hall about the next hot stock, or rebalancing their 401k every day. And this study specifically said that this is up to 45 minutes a day per person. So that's nearly half of a day out of a work week. Imagine
wow.
If I can just get that back.
No kidding.
For the employer. And it's kind of a win-win-win. I show the employees facts and studies proving conclusively that monkeying around with your investments actually hurts results, that passive investing, which means doing very, very little, beats active investing all the time. You know, this is one of the few things in life where doing little is better than doing a lot. You can have your cake and eat it too, I say.
Hmm.
Just buying occasionally on a regular basis is the best strategy and allows you to focus on your job. And you're less stressed because you're not being consumed by it, the market and all this investing stuff. And last but not least, you're going to end up better off financially yourself.
I love that.
You know, just the fact that you say that this is the one case where a little is often better. Now, if a company wanted to bring you in to talk to their employees, tell us a little bit about your background and how they would get in touch with you.
I was a stockbroker. I worked on Wall Street for a number of years. I sold my book of business. I took psychology and organizational behavior and finance at the University of Alberta, McMaster University, and the University of Texas at Dallas. Mm-hmm. They can reach me at I have two sites, www.learningllc.com. And I wrote a book, as you mentioned at the beginning, called How the Investment Business Really Works. And I was a stockbroker, so I like to keep things simple. So howtheinvestmentbusinessreallyworks.com is the website for that book.
Fabulous, fabulous. Scott Barkley, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us and adding value to our listeners.
Happy to do it.
You betcha. Angel, it's been a fabulous show. We've had all kinds of amazing guests. We've talked tips for customer service. I'm going to compile Barton Goldsmith's, Dr. Goldsmith's list there and put that on our Facebook page. I saw that you already put a link on our Facebook page. Diane Durkin, the queen of customer loyalty.
I know. I'm so excited. I got to talk to royalty, and she actually owns a tiara. She is a pageantry winner, but talked about customer loyalty, and I think it did. It undermined, emphasized the myth. Satisfied customers isn't what we're after. We're after loyal
customers. And there is a factor of 10. It's 10 times more cost-effective, cost-efficient, energy-efficient to go after or to nurture the relationships with your existing customers over trying to find another one. And then, of course, Scott Barkley rounding up the whole thing and saying, this is great stuff with investing in yourself by applying a financial investment model.
It's just nice to bring in somebody, I think, from the outside who gets it, who actually lives that world. Scott talked about having, going to your HR person, or they don't always really know how to explain that,
right.
I think. And he does it in those layman's terms. He brings it in, and you're going to gain back valuable employee productive time by bringing him in just doing a 60-minute workshop.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, as always, we want to thank you for tuning into the Experience Pros Radio Show. And if you would like to join our conversation, you can always find us on Facebook.com/ExperiencePros. Facebook.com/ExperiencePros. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.